This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this August 11th, 2016 global transmission. On this Thursday broadcast, we have cleared the deck of guests, though I may still book some as news develops today, so that we can do some in-depth analysis of what's happening in the 2016 election, but also what's happening with the world economy. Major German banks are on the verge of collapsing. That's even mainstream German news. These are much, much bigger financial institutions in magnitude compared to Lehman Brothers that supposedly triggered the 2007-2008 crisis from which the world has never come out of the Depression. Also, as we've been saying for 3 years, Hillary is the founder of ISIS along with Obama. I've also made the point that Hillary, when she was the head of the State Department, was the commander of Al-Qaeda. Donald Trump is hammering back against them with that information. Now, obviously, that's a fact. Congress has had hearings about it. The generals have gone public. The former head of Defense Intelligence, General Flynn, has gone public. He was relieved of command 2 years ago because he was following the orders of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the time, Dempsey, to give Russian satellite intel and targeting information on ISIS and to not deliver weapons to Al-Qaeda slash ISIS as ordered to do. And General Flynn is on record talking about that. He's also on record saying Hillary should be arrested at the RNC as the former head of Defense Intelligence and the guy that reorganized Special Forces and is highly respected. So when we get up here and we talk about putting Hillary in prison, that's not rhetoric. That's not to sound tough. That's the bare minimum. And believe me, in modern U.S. history, when you've got the head of Defense Intelligence going on Al Jazeera and talking about we were ordered to arm Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Oh, so Obama didn't know it was an accident. No, we were ordered. They knew. That's the plan. He's risking his life in a big, big way, and so is Donald Trump. And it's not a love affair with Donald Trump. It's not that I'm fascinated by being, you know, patted on the head by a major presidential contender. It's that he is a trailblazer. He knows what he's talking about, and he's surrounded by a lot of great patriots that are risking everything to tell you what's really happening. Again, I had the state police when he was governor, and then I had the federal marshals once he was first president-elect and Secret Service reach out to me that George W. Bush wanted me to say some nice things about him on air, that he was going to be watching, and that he would then invite me over to the governor's mansion. Never told anybody that story. One time they came down to the TV studio and said, he's going to be watching tonight. He really likes you. That's when I'm on local radio, syndicated here and there, but on Access Television. And he really thinks, you know, that you've got the whole Bush family wrong and stuff. He's really a great guy. He's going to be watching tonight. And maybe next week or something, you can come down and visit with him. Did I roll over to George W. Bush because of that? The answer is no. When I'm up here defending Trump with everything I've got, it's because I know he's for real. He's putting his life on the line. And this is a great opportunity for this country to put serious death blows to the New World Order. And look at the alternative, Hillary Clinton, who is coming after this country's jugglers. So when I tell you those stories, I don't tell you those stories to make us sound big. It's because at this point, folks need to understand the history of InfoWars and what we've already been through and now why we're here today for not compromising. And when I'm sitting here totally behind Trump, it's because I know from 25 years of work that he's the real deal. Bonafide for sure. That's why the power structure is throwing everything they've got against him. We'll be back. It's a big broadcast lined up today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is the 11th day of August 2016 on this Thursday edition. We'll be here until 3 o'clock Central Standard Time today. Then InfoWars Nightly News will return 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. There is more news coming out from whistleblowers inside CENTCOM and the Defense Intelligence Agency that they were ordered by Hillary and Obama and others to fix intelligence around covering up the advance of al-Qaeda slash ISIS forces into Libya, into Egypt, into Syria, into areas of Iraq in the last 5 years. There's a new report up on Infowars.com by Kellen McBreen, CENTCOM whistleblowers, Obama distorting ISIS intelligence. Whistleblowers, out superiors for altering intelligence. And there's more on that coming out. They've been blowing the whistle, obviously, for 5 years. That's how we have Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, to their credit, coming out saying we should not be al-Qaeda's air force. That's why they changed the name to the Islamic State that al-Qaeda wants to establish to confuse everyone. And then he said ISIL or ISIL or IS or ISIS, all to basically manipulate the American people into not understanding that criminal elements of our government and NATO have been arming, giving the intelligence, giving safe passage to Wahhabist, Saudi Arabian-backed jihadis under different names. And that's why they have trendy classes. That's why they have sensitivity classes, to use the term that they actually use in Ireland and in the UK and in Germany and in Sweden and in France and other nations, that when the jihadis come back by the tens of thousands into Europe, that they are sent for a week-long or month-long government-funded course to de-radicalize them. And then to give left cover to it, the left comes out and says, this is too harsh. This is re-education camps. You have actual terrorists who've been running around murdering people en masse. And then the London Telegraph comes out and says, tough courses. Jihadis returning to the UK are to be forced to go to anti-extremist classes. Oh, my gosh. They're forced to. They should be locked up. But they were protected the entire time. And that's just one area where it's all in your face that they've been protected the entire time. So Trump came out a week ago and started hammering the fact that Hillary is the founder of ISIS. And then yesterday he came out and expanded on that. He said, you know, Obama's really the founder of ISIS, but the co-founder's Hillary. And that's a fact. And that's why, under incredible public pressure to start bombing ISIS because of Donald Trump the last year and a half, Obama started limited bombing so the Russians wouldn't have an excuse to come in and do it. The Russians knew it was a fake, so they went ahead and came in and started giving hour-long or two-hour-long warnings by leaflets on the highways, by the hundreds of thousands of leaflets, get off the road, we're going to bomb any trucks on the road. Well, you just pull your truck and park it. And our own bomber pilots started leaking info saying, we're not even allowed to hit real targets. We're told to blow up old empty buildings. And then Erdogan of Turkey was videotaped by Russian drones day after day after day with thousands of trucks lined up coming across the border with stolen oil. Remember the media saying Donald Trump's a crazy man, Donald Trump's an idiot, Donald Trump's a moron? Why, you don't bomb the oil, and that's exactly what the Russians did, and that's what stopped the advance of ISIS and started rolling them back in some areas of Syria. Really, you bomb their money? Really, you start bombing the border points where they're running back and forth across the border into Turkey and into Iraq? Like the VC in Vietnam running back and forth into Cambodia? I've got hundreds of articles here and so many special reports and incredible clips that I'm going to be getting into today. But there was one particular article this morning at about 5 a.m. I woke up early and I was laying there in bed with an iPad and I clicked on U.S. News and World Report story, and at the bottom, it had political campaign cartoons. And so I sat there for like 45 minutes in bed looking at, it had to be more than 60 or 70 cartoons. And all of them were anti-Donald Trump. Not one even made fun of Hillary. And then I saw one in particular, and I thought, oh, I'm going to click on that one and go to the story that it was associated with. Because each one of these cartoons was associated with a story. And it took me back to April 22nd, U.S. News and World Report. And it took me back to this graphic image that says it all. It's an image of Donald Trump as a Nazi, dressed up in an SA brown shirt uniform. Now watch those losers in the press say there's something wrong with book burning. and he's burning GOP nomination, the rules. Now, what the GOP did was put in rules that they never had the nerve to implement that said the popular vote doesn't matter. So, in truth, he's defending the right of free expression and the right of the people. So they put him in a Nazi uniform when they're the ones involved in high-tech burning of language and dissembling and reducing language and dumbing populations down. And then I read the whole article, and it's a big one, by Ed Schirner. And it compares, Democratic Party operative, it compares Donald Trump to Hitler. Because in his book, he talks about struggling to build businesses and how hard it is to have successful businesses. So if you ever say you've struggled, you're Hitler. And then it goes on to say he lives in a paranoid cosmology where he's being persecuted and he's being cheated, and all of his followers do as well, because they're the Ubermenschen, the supermen, and so they should always be successful or someone's cheating them. And I'm sitting here looking at the graphic that has him burning a book, implying that the Republicans trying to ignore a popular vote is a book and is freedom. They transmute that like alchemists. They turn horse manure into gold. They spin straw into gold. I mean, it is total fraud. And I read it, and every paragraph was just sophistic, foppish, empty, tired, pseudo-intellectual dribble. And then I sat there for another hour until I heard my kids running around and stuff, and I went in and made them breakfast. Just looking at U.S. News and World Report, just scanning, I looked at over 100 articles, and they all were just the same garbage. I mean, it is, I've never seen such a deluge. There's got to be 30,000 articles a day attacking Trump from every conceivable angle under the known universe. And it goes on and on and on. How could this not be our champion? How could this not be the answer? Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. The era of our economic surrender is over. Hillary Clinton is an agent of the communist Chinese. She is. And they just think this country belongs to them. They think your bank account belongs to them. They think they can put us into a depression and tell you it's the greatest economy we've ever had. Remember, Obama said, America is the best economy it's ever been. You didn't build that. You like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and Obamacare's free. Tell them, Gruber, yeah, you hired me to triple prices and rip them off. Thank God they're stupid. Hey, State Department, briefing. Oh, we got college kids here to learn how to tell the truth and not dissemble and destroy the country. Ah, how ridiculous. We're going to wreck this nation. They even celebrate on our ashes. They are panicking because Donald Trump is ahead in internal polls. He's been ahead. And then when he surged 10 points ahead, even in their Cook polls, they panicked. That means like 25 points ahead. And so they started sampling more Democrats than Republicans in the polls and started calling lists that the pollsters know who they're calling in the computer demographics, in the actuaries, and what's going to give them those numbers. It's a fact. And pollsters across the board say they've never seen fraud this heavy. Mainstream media brags, yes, we're not impartial. Yes, we're lying because Trump deserves it. He's evil. He must be defeated. Someone needs to kill him. I mean, how many major newspaper editorialists? Did the New York Times editorialist that called for someone to put a bullet in Trump, did he get in trouble? No. I told everybody 2 days ago, they're going to make this the biggest thing ever because they're pushing for civil unrest when they steal the election. They're pushing to cause violence. They're pushing Black Lives Matter, who, by the way, shot up a black lady in a car because they were blocking a road and she bumped into him. They're pushing all this civil unrest. And so when he says, hey, they're going to take the Second Amendment, unless some of you Second Amendment folks think, you know, that you can do something about it at that point, but I don't know. That's what everybody always says. That's why the Second Amendment's there in case everything else fails. He just stated what everybody has said. But they act like they define reality. Ooh, did you hear what he said? And then I came out yesterday and said, he was just repeating what I said, what you said, what everybody said. From my cold, dead hands. What Charleston Heston, Chuck, said at the NRA convention. That's all. And then they have Media Matters go, Alex Jones said, Don't take our firearms or 1776 will commence again yesterday. He's calling for violence. No, I'm not. I quoted what I said on CNN. And of course I'm stating the obvious, that yes, you keep taking over and suspending elections and trying to arrest people for their speech, there will be a counter-revolution against you jackasses.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
We have a very, very special piece that Darren McBreen put together, paralleling Modern World with Idiocracy, the film produced by the Patriot. And listener, just fun for folks to know how many people are patriots. It's like knowing that Kurt Russell's a patriot. so many others are. Of course, I'm talking about Mike Judge. This little four-minute piece is coming up at the start of the next segment. Then I have a very powerful special report from Paul Joseph Watson. You know, are they going to kill Julian Assange? Very, very serious situation, obviously. He needs to start releasing everything now. The question is, will Julian Assange be assassinated? I have five or six clips that have been translated into English of Vladimir Putin warning of nuclear war. Now, I played a few of these clips a month ago, and tens of millions of people on YouTube alone watched them. So I thought we better just translate it all and give you the full import of his speeches on these subjects. So we'll premiere that coming up in the middle of the next hour as well. Roger Stone will be popping in the third hour. I don't know how much of it he wants to get into on air, but he personally has had all hell breaking loose against him, obviously, because they know that he's one of the people that is getting at Trump's ear, and Trump is listening. And I'll tell you, it is surreal to talk about issues here on air and then word for word hear Trump say it 2 days later. It is amazing. And it just shows how dialed in this guy is, and that's why they're so scared of him. I mean, think, it's mainstream news that our government, criminal elements of it, armed Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and worked with Saudi Arabia to turn them loose across Africa and the Middle East. And now they're pouring into Europe by design. And Trump is exposing it. They are scared to death. He's talking substance. He's talking treason. And even Fox News, I've been monitoring it this morning. Earlier, Kit Daniels ran up and said, just during the break, he said, you got to see this. They just savaged him. Everybody on the panel for saying, hey, if the courts ban the guns, it may have to go to the Second Amendment. That's what Charlton Heston said. That's what I said. That's what everybody says. That's what Ted Nugent says. The country started when they came to take the guns. I mean, it's like if they try to go to pure communism, we're going to have to stand up. I'm not planning it. I don't want that to happen. But when the president of the United States is allied with foreign Al-Qaeda forces, by any other names, same thing. When the government and the Justice Department is coordinating with Black Lives Matter and George Soros to foment racial division and violence, and when the killing of cops is up 79%, now it's 82% this year from last year alone, and that's skewed numbers because cop killing was way up the year before and way up the year before. It's just going straight up. And people go, oh, what is this worship of police? How about a worship of not having a civil war? This is how these dirty forces that are in our government that have infiltrated are planning to bring the damn country down. Excuse me. I'm getting angry here. This is not rocket science. I want to reform the police because I want to live in a free country. I want to reform myself in my own life when I don't want to eat two cheeseburgers at night. I want to reform my kids and make them better kids, but I don't hate them. And the police are not the people running the New World Order. They're not the ones funding ISIS. And traditionally, they're pro-Second Amendment, and they're good people. And the globalists know they're going to stand in the way of a takeover. But I'm telling you, my life is one big chill. I said, I get chills when I talk about certain things. Now I'm just all the time, just so much energy. It's such a quickening, such a crossroads, such a critical time. And they take this statement of Trump, a mild statement, and they turn it into the end of the world, and even Fox News does. I told you they had a coup at Fox. That's now been confirmed. Let's go to the clip of what Biden said. No one's picking this up but Breitbart and Drudge, thank God. No one else. I thank God they care enough. No one else even cares that Biden said he'd shoot, he'd raise arms against Obama if he tried to take the guns. That's okay to say because it's 50 times more hardcore, but it wasn't meant. Here it is.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like a little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
Okay, there you go. We're going to come back with a very special piece that we put together to illustrate the absurdity of reality. But I tell you, one of the biggest problems conservatives have is they want to sound reasonable. We're not facing reasonable adversaries. We're facing radicals.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down.
Harvard researchers have found children who live in high fluoride areas have significantly lower IQs.
Enjoy your extra big-ass fries!
Researchers found members of Congress, on average, speak at a 10th grade level. Most Americans read at an 8th or 9th grade level.
Look, now I'll talk slow so you can understand me.
It was just a few thousand years ago that our ancestors were using primitive grunts to communicate.
Hillary's a good leader. I trust Hillary. Hillary is a good leader.
I stand here as a free slave.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Mankind became stupider at a frightening rate.
You're a white man!
You want to know what I found out? Most of England speaks
American-ish.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa.
What does that mean?
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
We now go live to Violence Channel correspondent for Micah Davis at the Extreme Court with highlights on today's trial.
Good to see you in this exercise in transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is?
A great dust bowl had ravaged food supplies, and the number one movie in the country was called Ass.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Obama, you should run for a third term because we need...
Obama, third term!
How many sides does a triangle have?
Damn, four.
There's no sides.
What's Osama bin Laden most infamous for?
Osama?
Yeah.
Or Obama?
Osama.
I have no idea who Osama is.
Which state does KFC come from?
What, the chicken?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, do you know what KFC stands for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
A little further south from that facility, there's a completely separate building where they get this. Change raw sewage water into water people drink.
What? I got the toilet?
But Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What's your hate would be bigger?
Infowars.com.
Everybody, look!
Whoa, yeah. Look at the monkey! Look at the monkey!
Look at the monkey! I did that on purpose! Well, this is what psychological warfare does in the last 60, 70 years with television. First, they put out very wholesome good things on TV, so we would bring it in, the Trojan horse, accept it, trust it, love it. And then the social engineers began to incrementally turn up the heat, and now you see where they are taking us. They're waging war against the family. They're waging war against language. They're waging war against everything decent, everything honorable. Because they have to tear down the old system to bring in the new. And they're not bringing in a Star Trek kumbaya future. I will tell you that. I got my wires crossed. Roger Stone's popping in next hour. So I will do the Russia special in the third hour today. I got time zones mixed up. That can happen when your teleprompter's free. Nobody directs their own radio/TV show live from the seat while they host it, but I do. So it's definitely one-of-a-kind transmission, but it does have its foibles, hiccups, and train wrecks, which I think makes it all the more lovable, don't you? There's a new story up on Infowars.com that will tie into what we cover in the third hour today. Putin prepares for war as Ukraine infiltrates Crimea. Western media quickly accuses Putin of planning Ukraine invasion. Well, Eastern Ukraine has been part of Russia for 500 plus years. They've had more than 10 wars over it. And they voted to leave and join Russia. Modern Ukraine is an artificial construct of the last 100 years. $5 billion was spent by the State Department, that is publicly admitted by Samantha Powers and George Soros. They brag about it on CNN with Fareed Zakaria. They overthrow a country, install a fascist group of neo-Nazis who, this isn't like where they call Trump a neo-Nazi for no reason and have no proof. I mean, actual real Heil Hitler people. And then they start killing Russians, Russian ethnics. And so a small part of the country, but maybe 15%, secedes to Russia. I think if half the country seceded to Russia, if they voted for it, that's historically the ethnic lines, I would say that Russia has a right to defend that. Because Russia didn't start it. I want to explain how things work, okay, in the universe to establishment types. When you start the war, you're in the wrong. And when you start trying to take over areas that are thousands of miles away from your country, that's wrong. And Putin warned that as they move missiles in up against their borders, that they're going to have to respond once they have thousand-mile cruise missiles that can be smuggled in the missile containers that are the same missile as what they claim is an anti-missile system. And the Russians know this is being done. In fact, the Pentagon, from the top, in its own doctrine, says we want to have a nuclear war with Russia. We can win it. Now, not the generals themselves, but the people directing them on what the mission is have provocatively admitted that it's a first strike on Russia, inviting a first strike on them. About 8 years ago, they changed the doctrine, right when Obama got in, to have a first strike doctrine. So the Russians said, well, we're going to have first strike doctrine then as well. So that just escalated the world into a madhouse. And I'm going to talk about it again in the third hour. Before I go any further, because I've got a lot of news I need to get into here. We're running a special this week and this week only on colloidal silver. Our brand is called Silver Bullet. It is the best, safest, longest-lasting system out there. It's produced by the top organic producer in the country that supplies Whole Foods, you name it. And it's normally $24 at Whole Foods, the exact same stuff with a different label. We sell it for $19.95. It's a great deal. It's $9.95. We only do this a few times a year. It's part of our larger preparedness special, 50% off. That is a massive, massive special. Retail is $29 when we normally sell it for $19. Now it's $9.95. That is 50% off InfoWarsLife.com. We also have 40% off Anthroplex while supplies last. With all the estrogen mimickers and garbage out there that the system pumps out to feminize men, it is important to counter that. And I tell you what it's done for me with weight loss, stamina, energy, you name it. Quite frankly, it's almost too strong for me to even take. Supermale Vitality augments it as well, Superfemale Vitality. Women can take this formula as well. But it's targeted, obviously, to men. We also have a solar panel and control unit special, solar base station power supply, 33% off. The best technology in panels, the best control system, super high rated, super high quality. That's 33% off. We've never done a special like that. We've got high quality storable foods. We've got the non-GMO heirloom seeds. It's all about life at InfoWars. store.com, or you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And the listeners that have bought the unit absolutely love it. I've had folks that are into solar panel systems say, man, you really do sell a really great unit for a really low price. How do you sell it so low? We buy a lot of them. Now, usually with products, we sell thousands of them, thousands of Hillary shirts, thousands of Supermale Vitality. So we use establishment third-party rating sites that are very hard to gain when you're for real. But when you only sell, you know, over a year, 100 of these solar systems or whatever, and it's very easy for the trolls. You can go in and see the people that gave it zero stars and didn't ever buy one. People that bought them give it 4.5 or 5 star. So that's one of the only things we sell where it's got, you know, 2-star ratings because that. The trolls went in there and did that. Everything else, you know, with thousands of ratings per item in some cases, is an average 4.8 star. Nobody's got that with power reviews when it comes to supplements or other products. The average is a 4.8, unprecedented. So hopefully when people do buy these units and test them out and like them, please go rate them because the way Power Reviews is actually set up is it's actually bent towards people saying mean things about you. So the fact that we have a 4.8 is unheard of on average across the board, but it does have a 2-star review because little bastards out there doing everything they can to try to stop us. That's what I'm trying to explain, folks. They're trying to censor us. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying dirty tricks. You see what they're doing to Trump. When you get a Hillary for prison shirt or a Bill Clinton rape shirt and you wear it out in public, you're exercising the First Amendment, you're meeting like-minded people, and you're supporting this broadcast. It's a win. I don't see things as a zero-sum game. I see us growing the pie. Rising tide raises all ships, quote JFK. And we have just got thousands and thousands of amazing items. There's a bunch of other preparedness items that are on sale as well. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, before we go to break, I want to go to this very important report by Paul Joseph Watson. The video is up on InfoWars.com if you want to share it with people. And he asked the very important question of, will Julian Assange be assassinated? Will Julian Assange be assassinated? We need to get this report out to everyone. Also, we need to get the report out that we put out yesterday where Joe Biden threatened to attack Obama with a gun, but the media attacks Trump. We forced this video out of him doing that and also of Hillary threatening Obama, saying he can end up like RFK. It'll really shut them down. But unfortunately, only Drudge and only Breitbart agree with me, and so no other conservative media will pick it up because they're not conservative. Fox News is attacking Trump savagely. They took it down. I was told that by Fox insiders. I went over to the Ritz-Carlton and met with Fox people, okay? I'm not going to get into the whole inside baseball, but it is a coup. I'm skipping this network break because there won't be a show soon if we don't stop them. I mean, folks, we are in a crisis, an emergency here of free speech in this country. And I know Fox News has had problems. I know they pushed bad things. I know that. But they were the, quote, home of conservatism and at least covered some good issues compared to MSNBC. The fact that it's fully rolled over. Rupert Murdoch's always been a globalist, a Democrat. His sons are horrible. They're making their move because they know their time is short. Let's go to Paul Watson's report.
WikiLeaks' Julian Assange dropped a bombshell when he suggested that murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich was one of the sources of the DNC email leak.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean, we don't comment on who our sources are.
But why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are.
Rich was killed in mysterious circumstances in Washington, D.C., shot in the back. He wasn't robbed of his cell phone or wallet. WikiLeaks has offered $20,000 for information leading to the conviction of his killer. But could Assange himself be the next victim of the Clinton body count? The day after Assange implied that Rich's murder was connected to Hillary Clinton, WikiLeaks posted a couple of very strange tweets. One was a video of former Hillary Clinton strategist Bob Beckel expressing his desire to see Assange assassinated.
I mean, a dead man can't leak stuff. This guy's a traitor, a treasonist, and he has broken every law of the United States. The guy ought to be, and I'm not for the death penalty, so if I'm not for the death penalty, I only want to do it, illegally shoot the son of a b***h.
Another was a screenshot of a 2013 tweet by pro-Obama author and Politico journalist Michael Grunwald. I can't wait to write a defense of the drone strike that takes out Julian Assange. Do these tweets prove that Assange is telegraphing a warning about his own potential assassination by the Clinton crime family? What other explanation could there be? Why is he invoking the threat of his own murder the day after implying that murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich was the source of the DNC leak? Is Assange alluding to the threat of himself being targeted by the Clintons without outright saying it, so as to avoid being labeled paranoid by the media? The notion of Assange being assassinated is starting to crop up more and more. Actor and conservative commentator James Woods even asked for the odds on whether or not the WikiLeaks founder would survive until the election. Remember, Assange has vowed to release more damaging intel on Hillary's links to ISIS, corruption within the Clinton Foundation, and vote rigging.
We have upcoming leaks in relation to Hillary Clinton. You know, the emails we published show that Hillary Clinton is receiving constant updates about my personal situation.
Yes, WikiLeaks would still continue releasing the info without Assange, but he's the face of it. He does all the interviews, Assange is WikiLeaks. He's what propels the leaks into the news headlines. Is this all just paranoia? Or should Assange have somebody testing his food before he eats it while he's holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy? Because Seth Rich isn't the only Clinton-connected individual to recently die in mysterious circumstances. John Ash was reportedly part of a scheme to funnel foreign money to the Democratic National Committee during the Clinton years. Just before he was set to testify against Clinton, Ash was found dead, apparently having crushed his own windpipe while lifting weights in his home. Sean Lucas was found dead on his bathroom floor despite being in good health. Lucas was the lead attorney in a fraud case against the DNC filed by Bernie Sanders supporters. Meanwhile, prolific anti-Hillary author Victor Thorne supposedly committed suicide from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Is this all just absolute nonsense? Thankfully, the answer is yes. The Clinton body count is just a conspiracy theory, so I'm sure Julian Assange will be perfectly safe.
Can we get the hyenas queued back up? Wow. Let's get the hyenas queued back up. The TBS had banned when Hillary complained about it because you can't compare her to a hyena, even though she sounds just like one and acts just like one. You just don't like her because she's a woman. Oh, yeah, I hate women. Oh, I want to keep women in their place. Oh, yes, that's why I don't like Hillary. What a dried-out, fake, old, stunted disinformation argument. I would support women, and I do, for candidacy all the time. I could care less what color you are. I could care less what you got going on between your legs. I care about what you got going on in your brain and in your heart and in your gut. I care that you're informed and intellectually aware of what's happening and that you believe in freedom. And in your heart, you're a loving, good person. And in your gut, you're strong and have courage. Obama was meant to create racial division, and he's done a great job. Hillary is going to make it all about women and how if you don't support her, you're against women. And you watch, stuff's going to get really bad for women. Because the globalists hate life. They hate strength. And they're targeting our women. And the minute the women start to figure that out, it's game over. Because as Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. 80% of advertising is targeted at women. That's been the rule since the 20s. It's still the rule today. Why would you target women if they don't run things? Because the truth is, everybody knows the big secret, that at the end of the day, in a family situation, but also in a single situation, or anywhere down the road, it's women making most of the decisions on what's bought, what vacations you go on, what type of house you have, what type of car. It's women. And the system knows that. So you get the women, you got the children. So follow the men. Hitler had the biggest reach out to women ever seen in European history. It's all about the girls. Once you get the women, you got the children, so follow the men. Once you got the women, you got the children, so follow the men. Once you got the women, you got the children, so follow the men. So follow the men. Because most men aren't leaders. Most men follow women. And you better hope those women had good mothers and good fathers. And where are women being led right now? Right into poverty, right into being alone and cold at night with chips on their shoulders, married to the state. All scientifically developed, all scientifically created, all scientifically packaged, all scientifically deployed. Because they're evil. The globalist evil extends across all time, all galaxies, all dimensions. To quote heavy metal. All right, where should we begin when we start the next hour? Stone just called up and said, look, He's about to go into some really big meetings. He's going to have even more intel for us tomorrow. We're moving the Stone interview to tomorrow. And that's fine because I've cleared the decks, but then he had some important news, and I was going to have him on, but we're going to have him on tomorrow. We're going to do the Russia special in the third hour. We're going to take your phone calls and cover news and get to a bunch of special reports in the second hour. And who do we have hosting the fourth hour today? We have that Anthony Gucciardi. So that is coming up. Now, by the way, I'm not hesitating here for lack of news. There's actually so much of it that it's dizzying when I look at it. I think the whole story of Trump coming out and just keeps pointing out Hillary founded ISIS. Notice the media hardly even wants to attack him on that. They just want to say he wants a revolution, guns, guns. He wants to kill everybody. Because if they have to address the fact that she headed up the State Department when they brought al-Qaeda into Benghazi and took over that country and made it a failed state, and she said, I came, I saw, he died. With that hyena laugh. And then it turns out that whole war was done by her. We have the head of Defense Intelligence, Flynn, at the time, saying they were ordered to do it. And he's back in the news saying Obama's former top intel official, ISIS is already in America, getting ready to attack, slams administration efforts to downplay threat to America. That's on Infowars.com. But it doesn't matter. The hyena can laugh about it. Let's play that. We don't have the hyena clip? Poor guys. I just kind of shout out orders on here. I thought they'd happen in a few minutes. Yeah, I want to play the hyena clip. Hillary is the hyena. I want to drag that back in, and I want to play that on air. Because old Hillary is disintegrating in front of everyone, and I think it's the age-old parable that those that the gods would destroy, they would first make mad. She's clearly out of her mind. She's clearly doddering and falling down and just disintegrating in front of everyone. So even if she gets into office, even if she happens to steal it, even if their hoax succeeds and they make convince enough people that Trump's already dropped out or whatever, she gets in, where does it go from there? You can just see the rapid, accelerated decline of this country on and on and on. So are you going to put up with that? I want to talk in the first round of calls to first-time callers who have good phones, that's all I ask, on specifics of, do you buy these polls? What do you think is really going to happen in the election? What dirty tricks do you think they have up their sleeves? What do you make of Hillary's health? What do you make of Julian Assange? What do you make of all these deaths? Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on air. 800-259-9231. If you disagree with me, maybe you're a Hillary supporter. I want to say Hillary supporters who are real, go to the head of the line. Because we can hardly find you out there. I have plenty of Bernie supporters. But I actually want to know why you're still supporting this woman. You'll go to the head of the line, 800-259-9231. We came, we saw, he died. I'll get you and your little dog, too. Hour number two, straight ahead. Have you spread the word about InfoWars? We're trying to shut everybody down,
folks. Thank you for listening.
Don't take it for granted. Please pray for us. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Visit GCNLive.com today.